Imagine your multi-million dollar oceanfront backyard is slowly swallowed by the rising sea. You'd probably expect a government bailout, right?
I mean, yeah, you absolutely would.
Well, what if the law says nature takes it, you lose it, and you do not get a single dime? Welcome to this deep dive. Today, our mission is to explore how a government legally manages a physical environment that is, constantly shifting.
Exactly. And to do that, we are diving into the South African Government Gazette. Specifically, we are looking at the Integrated Coastal Management Act of 2008, also known as Act Number 24.
Right. And the preamble of this act sets a really stark tone right off the bat. It basically acknowledges that the rich and natural heritage of the coast was squandered by overuse.
Oh, completely. And it points out that the economic and social benefits were historically distributed in a very unfair way. It treats the environment not as like static land, but as this collision of human real estate and raw natural forces.
So what does this all mean for you? Like, if we're trying to correct those historical imbalances, how does the government actually redefine who owns the sand today?
Well, the act establishes this core concept called coastal public property. The law literally states that the coast is held in trust by the state on behalf of all citizens.
Okay, so held in trust.
Yeah, meaning it is inalienable, it cannot be sold off, and a private owner cannot acquire it just by occupying it for a long period of time.
So it's almost like the state is acting as a national park ranger for this giant sandy public commons, or like an open source software project where the government holds the master license, just to ensure no single corporation can put a paywall on the code or a literal gate on the beach.
I like that analogy. And what's fascinating here is the mechanism behind it. The state has a strict legal duty to ensure reasonable public access.
Right.
And they have to do this without charging a fee, unless, the minister specifically approves one. It's a deliberate tool to democratize the coastline.
So the beach isn't just a luxury reserved for the wealthy few who can afford beachfront property.
Precisely. But here is the physical reality we have to deal with. Nature does not respect property lines. So, if the public owns the coast, what happens when the physical coast literally moves into a private backyard? Because of, say, erosion or sea level rise.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Wait, so if the ocean needs a private yard, the act has a rule for that, right? The 3-year rule.
It does. The act introduces a dynamic legal mechanism for that exact scenario. If the high water mark moves inland, encroaching onto private land, and stays there for a period of 3 years, the property owner loses ownership of that submerged land.
Wait, really? They just lose it. No refund.
Zero refund. It legally converts into coastal public property.
Hold on. Losing your land with zero compensation sounds like a massive violation of private property rights. How did the government legally justify just taking it without paying?
Well, by arguing that the state isn't the one taking the land, nature is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the act explicitly states no compensation is owed because the loss is caused by dynamic coastal processes. The only legal exception is if the state intentionally or negligently caused the erosion itself.
So otherwise, the ocean claims it, and the public just inherits it.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense in theory, but it creates a massive practical hurdle. Because, great, the state claims these shifting sands for the public. But how do you actually get to the water if the entire shoreline is blocked by private gated developments?
Right, the access issue. So the act actually puts local municipalities on a strict clock to solve that.
Okay, how long do they have?
Within 4 years of the law taking effect, municipalities are required to pass bylaws. These have to designate specific strips of land as coastal access land.
Wait, do they just seize the land? Like, how do they force a path through private property?
They use a legal tool called a public access servitude.
Oh, I see.
Essentially, the municipality legally attaches a permanent public right of way directly to that private property deed.
So it forces local action to guarantee public access, ensuring that those grand national ideals of coastal equality actually function on a local street level.
Yeah, so you can physically walk from a neighborhood straight to the ocean.
That is a massive shift towards ecological sustainability and community rights. I mean, it really prioritizes the public over private monopolies on the seashore.
It really does. And this raises an important question for you to consider as we wrap up. The act explicitly mentions the need to prepare for natural disasters linked to global climate change.
Right, which is only accelerating.
Exactly. So as sea levels continue to rise globally, will other nations be forced to adopt similar shifting boundary laws?
Where nature essentially repossesses private real estate worldwide without governments paying a single dime in compensation.
It's definitely something to think about.
A completely new way of managing that squandered natural heritage.
Right.
It really makes you look at a trip to the beach in a whole new light. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.